Yes, indeed. We are anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have, either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. Again, either by phone or by text. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. It's the final weekend of June, kind of hard to believe. And I was wondering, are you holding the new grandbaby as we're doing the show now?
No, but I have been no stranger to said grandbaby all week. My kid and my daughter-in-law have been very great about the surprise visits from Grandpa at their house, and they come up to the house a lot too. So it's been fun. You know, Denny, I don't know if you remember the father of this grandkid was on the radio with us, and we kind of were watching him in the studio, and we knew he was going to speak into the mic. He was just kind of working up the courage. I think he was 12, 13 years old when we brought him in, and we were kind of on a break, and all of a sudden he goes, "Hello." He didn't know that he was going over the air, but he did, and it was so. But he's actually one of our internal people at Lindis Construction that runs all of our IT, and you know, it was his first day back at work was Thursday, and I know we threw a bunch of stuff at him, so it's fun to have him back.
Is he getting any sleep? He and his bride, any sleep lately?
You know,
baby sleeping well.
Yeah, Lloyd sleeps okay. They did say that he's likes to have a little bit of wake time between like 11 and 1. I have volunteered that my phone's ringer is never off. They can always call. And I did point out to my daughter-in-law, like, everyone's heard about the mother-in-law suite at a house, but have you heard about the father-in-law suite? I'd make a pretty good roomie, I think. But hey, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Well, enjoy that time for sure. It goes by so quickly. Speaking of quickly, our time goes by pretty quickly too. So if you have a home improvement question, by all means, we'd love to hear from you. Call or text it, 651-461-9226. And I was thinking about all the rain we've had lately, which is kind of frustrating for your crews, I know. Is Lindis, I mean, dumb question, I'm sure, but is Lindis getting a ton of calls about leaf guard gutters these days?
Leaf guard and roof repairs, Denny.
Oh, yes.
I think the amount of repairs and restores that we've been on and contracted for over the last 3 weeks is unlike any period we've had at Lindis. One, you know, we haven't really talked about roofing repairs a lot, and it's not been a big offering for us. We've always done it. You know, somebody calls us with a leak, we have the ability to show up within 24 hours and do some emergency services and then come up with a plan to make sure that it's a permanent fix. But, you know, it's never anything that we've talked about. And the amount of rain that we've had this year, I mean, the month of June, I'm pretty sure 4 out of every 7 days it was raining. And we've all had more rain than we're used to. I've had trees go down because the ground is so saturated, and trees go on houses because of the wind and the ground saturated, and wet basements, and you name it. We're finding water issues this year. And Denny, the thing about water damage is if everyone did an annual inspection of their home. Have an expert if you're not comfortable doing it. Because little things like caulking and flashing and just a missing shingle can lead to hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars worth of damage. It can wreck an entire attic space. It can fill an entire attic full of mold. And that could be the air you're breathing. And sometimes these fixes, when they're caught early, you're talking under $100 for a do-it-yourself or to get the materials to do it. And again, an annual inspection, you shouldn't have leaf debris on your roof. You shouldn't have, we see trees rubbing against houses all the time. If your gutters are clogged, they need to be cleaned out. Your downspout extensions should go away from the house. All of your caulking, if it looks like it's dried out, it probably is. And then if it's cracked, that's where water can get in. If you have a missing shingle or a loose shingle or valley areas, Danny, we get on houses all the time where people have ice dams and they take the back end of a hammer or a hatchet to the valley area and they put holes in it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And you don't maybe know that the holes are there because you did this in the winter and everything was covered up. So it's, again, don't, if you're not comfortable getting on a roof, don't. But I can tell you, the vast majority of roofing repairs that we've gone on and that we are completing, Denny, put it this way, it's I think over the last, you know, we're not talking like a little amount. We're talking well over a couple hundred thousand dollars of roofing repairs we've completed over the last 60 days. That's unheard of for us. A couple of it is bad maintenance on the roof. Some of it is storm chasers have installed this roofing wrong. And it's a 50-50 proposition. Chimney areas are the number one leaking area that we're finding, and we have a lot of different ways to deal with that. And we're testing some new sealers from GAF this week, and we'll see how that goes.
You know, I think of the term storm chaser, and I'm thinking, too, that we always get new listeners every week here on CCO. And what would you consider a storm chaser? These are not the people that go videotape tornadoes or film tornadoes. What would you consider a storm chaser? These are not the people that go videotape tornadoes or film tornadoes. What are storm chasers in your mind?
So there's groups of contractors, and they have offices around the country, and a lot of them are based in Minnesota because of the consistency in the hail. Minnesota, Colorado, Texas is where a lot of these storm chasers are based. These are groups of contractors that go around the country where catastrophe happens and help people, you know, pick up the pieces, and it's needed. Like, it's really hard. You don't say like the hailstorm of 2017, Denny. We don't have enough contractors and capacity in an area without bringing in outside help to fix that many homes in an efficient, quick manner. And so they're needed, but every time the majority of the time when I run into people that are having problems with a job that's 1 or 2 years old, it's because they chose one of these contractors that went door to door, knocked on their door, told them that they'll do it for insurance proceeds, yada, 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 and go from there. Now, again, I'm really not looking forward to another hailstorm because a couple of things have happened. If you haven't read your insurance, homeowner's insurance policy lately, you should talk to your agent because there's been changes. And it's really hard for me to talk. It's not fun for us to look at a homeowner and be like, yes, your insurance company changed your policy where you're only getting the actual cash value, not the depreciated amount. Meaning, your deductible is $2,500, plus they're going to, because your roof's over 10 years old, they're not going to pay for your depreciated amount. So there's another $4,000. And now your deductible goes from $2,000 to $6,000. Huh. That's, and if you're not prepared for that, and a lot of times these riders can get added. Flood insurance, Denny. Again, if you haven't talked to your insurance agent about what you have covered, so, and for a lot of us, that flood insurance is not very expensive to have. But when a flood happens, it can save you thousands and thousands of dollars. So
tens of thousands, yeah.
Yes. And I don't know. I'm biased when it comes to insurance agencies and insurance plans just because of the industry I'm in. We've had to deal with so many companies and so many adjusters and you name it. And some of the bigger ones right now, Denny, have an actual policy that says that they're only going to pay for repairs first. It's up to the contractor to prove that the entire roof needs to be repaired. Mm. And Denny, I saw a claim the other day that For State Farm, it was they were trying to get them to replace 399 shingles or 299 shingles. I just don't like that you're touching that amount of the roof to make it last a long time. It's really, really hard, and you need to be a way better roofer in order to repair a roof than you need to be to replace a roof.
I mean,
there's
that.
A lot more skill involved to piece in shingles and patch and do patch jobs than to replace an entire slope. So I'm hopeful that no hail happens this year. And, you know, if we have to deal with a little bit more rain, I'll take the rain over the hail because it's going to lead to some really hurt pocketbooks by homeowners and where people are going to have to deplete their entire savings in order to fix their home. That's just, it's not going to be a fun thing. And if I had one piece of advice, talk to your insurance agents and independent insurance brokers that can talk to multiple insurance companies on your behalf and give you the best options seem to be the people that have the best luck post-catastrophe.
I'll tell you what. And we joy in your call. We come back here. Hey, good morning again. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus, of course, answering all of those home improvement questions this morning, 651-461-9226. Andy promised Joe in Robbinsdale he'd be next with his question. Joe, thanks for waiting. What is your question?
I've got a leak in my roof. I noticed it dripping through the attic and had a roofer come out twice. He did some caulking or tarring or whatever it is it did, and the drip has improved, but it's not fixed, and he suggested that it might be from the furnace cap and that I would need to get an HVAC guy because they're roofers and I need an HVAC guy. And so I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that, and is that something the average person would be able to do on their own?
Not sure about the average person. We do have specialized pipe boots that go in those areas, and we install them all the time. Now, if you're changing the venting of the said furnace, yeah, the HVAC person should be able to be involved. But any roofer should be able to tell you exactly what's going on in the roof. And if they haven't, then I would get another roofer to come out. I can tell you this. If Lindus Construction did the repair, we have a lifetime warranty that our repair is going to do what it said it was going to do. So if we say we're going to fix your roof and fix the leak, you're never going to pay for us again to come out and fix that leak. Now, we can't guarantee the rest of the roof, but if I'm telling you this is we're going to fix what's causing coming into your attic, darn sure we're going to fix that part. And this is why it's hard to be a repair person and to do those types of things anywhere on the house. And I can tell you this. Remodelers are more skilled than new construction people almost always because of the amount of different projects that they run into. Every day is different. Every project's different. Every house moves differently. And you don't know who built it, where a lot of times new con, you get into kind of a groove. You're doing the same thing. Not necessarily the same style, the same build, but it's new. And I'm telling you, replace versus repair is easier, and I would get another roofer out there. We have a lot of great roofers in the Twin Cities. I'm not saying you have to use us. I mean, my people are about as good as it gets, but we're not the only good craftsmen in the Twin Cities. And do some research and have another guy out or girl. Plenty of both females and males on the roofs nowadays, Denny. Way more than when I first got into the industry. It's been fun to see, and young people again. We've been talking about it for a while, Denny, that we've seen over the last 5 years more and more young people. Now you're seeing more and more news stories about it, and it's been fun. And I'm telling you, if you're a young person, a high school student, or somebody in college or contemplating college, look into the trades. If you have an entrepreneurial spirit at all, too, look into the trades. The amount of companies that have spawned off of Lindus Construction over the years is closer to 50 than one. And I'm okay with that. You know, that's part of the deal. But if you really want to learn a trade, we have a 5-tier system from the very beginning all the way to running your own crew. And there's other advancement opportunities from there. Most of my estimators, Denny, they came from that side of the world. So like, that's why, you know, when we come out and look at repairs, we know what we're talking about.
I'm thinking back about, I know we have to break for weather here in a moment. Maybe we can continue on after. But there was a text last week that we never got to, and it was about a reference roofers and all the rain we've had. And the question basically, as I recall, was if, and you've kind of addressed it in the past, but if maybe it doesn't have to be roofers, but in this case it was, if all these good roofers are busy, And somebody knocks on my door and they can do my roof next week, is that a red flag necessarily, was the question. What do you think of that?
Anytime someone can do the work tomorrow or next week or a lot faster than anyone else, it's a red flag.
Okay.
It's unless they're – like we have emergency services where we're going to push back another job in order to fix somebody's leak. And we work our way through that. But those are temporary one-hour jobs. We're going to go to and fix our normal job that day, but we're going to stop at your house and tarp it. And so outside of emergency services, there shouldn't be anything that happens quicker than normal. That's a red flag. Not saying that it can't. Maybe there's a job they need to fill in or some extra materials. There's always circumstances to the rule. But the best of the best of us, Denny, we're not looking for work. And typical lead time for us is 6 weeks. Anything earlier than that, that means bad things are happening.
Okay. Interesting. I'm glad we finally got to that text. So I tell you what, let's do, and I don't want to keep people hanging on. Before we even do the weather, Dennis, let's go to Mike. Mike's calling in from Woodbury this morning. Mike, what is your question for Andy, Mike?
Yeah, good morning. Talking about bad contractors, I have a question. So I contracted with somebody to do siding work, brick work, soffits, gutter, fascia. And they haven't finished the gutters, and it's been 2 months in multiple contacts to them on when you're going to come out and finish that, to the point where, with all this rain, I need gutters. My question is, how long does the contractor have to submit a final request for payment until I can basically just say, you know, I'm not paying yet. It's been a year since you submitted a bill or something like that. Is there a law in place or statute of limitations that they have to where, even if they submit a final bill, time's expired to where I'm contractually required to pay them?
Yeah, and there's depending on the amount of work that was completed, and with the contract that you signed. It's tough to give legal advice without knowing all of the details. I'm telling you, the Department of Labor of the state of Minnesota is a great resource. If you're having issues with a contractor, don't be afraid to go there. And reviews, and we do have triage gutter guys too. So if we can help you, we do. We finished a project, Denny, and I feel terrible. They had about $40,000 out with the other contractor.
No.
For siding, roofing, gutters, similar to this, in the Burnsville area. And us did finish the project was about what their original contract was. That's how much they had screwed up. And they did a similar situation. They just, a year had gone by. Nothing had been happening. And he finally said, I'm not paying them the rest of the money. I'm hiring somebody else out, and the contractor walk away. And so, like, the contractor had to have lost a lot of money on that job. There's no way, and for what the down payment was and the work that they completed poorly was, even though we had to redo it a lot, there's still a lot of materials and labor that went into it. So we see this stuff all the time, and the problem is Denny, I think the last statistics I saw was it's over 75% of all contractors started fail or go out of business within the first 5 years.
That's huge.
That's huge. And I can tell you this, the names that I see at meetings and, you know, at roundtables or at contractor meetings or events or, you know, around the country are new. And that's okay. And not to say that none of them are good. I would just, track records mean something. And the research done on the front end of a project a lot of times can save, I'm not saying that no research was done. They might have a lot of good reviews. Not just because you read the reviews online. Here's a hint. There's a lot of services out there that falsely inflate five-star reviews. And Google and all the search engines are cracking down on that, and rightfully so. I mean, that kind of stuff bugs me. I don't know, Danny. I don't look at that stuff as a way to get business. I look at reviews and customer feedback as ways to improve.
Yeah.
And that's the way we've always done it. So it's kind of a detriment to us if I falsely inflate it. I don't want to, you know, think I'm doing good if I'm not. We need to know. The only way to get better is to actually understand what's going on out there. And just reading about a company online is not enough research. You need to talk to a couple of customers. I truly think that we need to take the time. I mean, we're going to spend $100,000-$150,000 on a complete remodel sometimes. I mean, Danny, I spend that kind of money, I'm going to talk to more than one person about the project. That's for sure.
Due diligence, as you've said before. All right. Hang on, Andy. We're going to have a look at that forecast, see what this weekend, the rest of the week and the holiday coming up with the weather forecast here on News Talk A3OWCCO. Stay with us. And we are back talking home improvement, welcoming any kind of a home improvement question you may have, either by phone or by text. And we have both, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction answering those particular questions today. Let's grab a phone call, Andy. I think Rebecca calling in from Plymouth today. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for waiting. And what's your question?
My question is that I have a creeping mildew above the wall and ceiling above my shower, and I'm wondering how to get in contact with someone with probably emergency services, as your limited representative mentioned.
So that she's having a leak? Is that what I'm on the mildew on the interior wall?
Not leak. I'm having creeping mildew above on the wall and apparently above the ceiling, above the shower.
So, yeah, that would be more of an interior remodeling question or a handyman question. Our emergency services are for repairing leaks in roofs that we have available. Now, we do interior work, and we can come out and take a look at that, but our emergency services are specifically for roofing, where if you have a roof leak, you don't want to wait 3 weeks to get it fixed, because that can cause a lot more damage. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of damage. That's why we are offering that to be able to come out ASAP and ice and water shield and tarp your roof.
But generally speaking, not necessarily this case, but generally speaking, if you're seeing mildew, or what you call creeping mildew, ceiling on walls, water's getting in there for some. You can't just treat the mildew, right? You got to find the source, right?
Yeah, unless it's surface mildew, like on tile, where a cleaner can get after it. But if it's if this is mold and mildew that's in the materials, sometimes that's again, get at the source. I just wonder if what people don't need to understand is if you don't run your bath fan and the humidity levels over time in your bathroom can cause things like this. So every time you use your shower or run hot water, especially in the wintertime, that bath fan needs to be running. And we do that as well. We add bath fans to people's homes all the time, just like the one we added one to your house, Denny.
Yeah.
A Panasonic Whisper. You got to put it on a timer switch because you will not hear it run.
Unlike an old one that I've had that sounds like a 747, that quiet one that you guys put in, does that pull? It seems to pull the moisture even better than the louder one.
Yeah, and, you know, there's different size fans depending on the size of the bathroom or the area that you're trying to vent. So you pick the right fan to the space.
Yeah,
that moisture. I'm not talking you have to run it a long time, Denny. 5-10 minutes tops. That's why you put it on the timer switch, hit that 10-minute button. That's enough.
I won't have to say I have to turn it off from once in a while from someone here who forgets because it's so quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the same boat, and then My amateur electrician of a father helped me install a timer switch.
Great idea.
You know, he's a handy fella.
Yes, he is. I'm gonna call him tomorrow. So, all right. How do you know, Texter says, when you need to replace your air conditioner or just get it recharged? Well, I would call an HVAC guy person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And chances are, if your AC unit is, you know, in that pushing three decades instead of one decade old, it's time to replace it. I have one, Denny, that's 28 years old. Now, we don't run our air conditioning all year long like a lot of us. You know, I have a really shady yard, and we enjoy having the windows open. And so we get a really good breeze, and I don't use it a lot of the time. But it's 28 years old, and I'm kind of, I want to see how long it lasts. And I know it's not efficient, and I'm sure I can cool my home in a much easier way when I use it. But I want to see how long this thing is. If I can, I might be able to push 50 years out of this bad boy.
Oh, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. We had one that was over 30-some years. In fact, the HVAC guy said that they came and they had a competition. They would take photographs of the oldest compressors they would find when they were making their rounds. And I think ours was in the middle of there somewhere. But, yeah, do that. It's always kind of fun, too, you know. It's kind of a guy thing.
Yeah.
Let's see how long this can last.
You know, today's day and age, I don't know about you, but appliances and stuff like that just seems to, nothing
They're
seems
throwaways.
To last. So I want to see if, and again, I hate that term, we don't build things like we used to. We are 100% capable of building them better than we used to. That's a choice. And when you hire Lindis, we're going to do it better than we did 20 years ago, I can tell you that much.
I agree. Grab another text, Andy. Texter says, I'm in an HOA. Their irrigation system hits part of my house and cement patio. There's a lot of rust in the water, which is staining both. What should I use to remove the rust stains? Have you ever used the CLR?
I have, and I'm not sure how well it works on cement. I haven't used it on cement. You know, like I got this rust off product for removing a dark brown stain on a boat and had some left over, and I sprayed it on my concrete, and that did a pretty good job. And I've had muriatic acid I've used in those scenarios and done a good job. But again, the sealer afterwards is going to make this way easier. And you can get some sealer with a little bit of tone too. And I'm telling you, the ones I know that have done that to their concrete, your neighbors ask, what'd you put on your walkway or what'd you put on your driveway when you do that? So it's worth it. But have you had good luck with CLR on concrete, Denny?
Not much, to tell you the truth. I've had good luck in other places inside the house, but not really with my concrete driveway. Other products seem to work, you know, especially if you go to a place like Semstone.
Yeah, go to Semstone, they're going to, you'll walk out of that store with the cleaner, the sealer, and everything you need.
Yep, absolutely. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about a question I'm looking at about, does Lindis offer opportunities for recent high school grads that want to join the trades? We've kind of addressed that in past shows, but let's do that again when we come back. Here on Newstalk 830, this is WCCO. And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Lindis Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You need some help from Lindis, call them. 844-9-LINDIS, the easiest number to remember. 844-9-LINDIS. You can call them this coming week. Andy, before the break, and I'll just read this text again and then we can follow up. Andy, does Lindis offer opportunities for recent high school grads that want to join the trades? And the answer is?
Absolutely. We will gladly bring you on. This is one of the nice parts about, you know, being a company that's always had our own workers, meaning that we're not out of a garage subbing everything out. And, you know, all these law changes that are happening with 1099 versus W-2 employees versus employers, and, you know, we've been doing it this way forever. We don't have a single subcontractor that only works for us, and I'll have almost 160-some-odd full-time employees, and we're always adding. In fact, right now, Denny, our biggest push is what do we need to do in the first 0 to 90 days better? And around the country, I've been going to seminars and seeing how other people are doing this and just to find a way to improve. What do we need to do to train our people better and to give our people more opportunities? And we've come up with a 5-tier system. So where tier one, we're going to show you what the tools do. And like even how to read a measuring tape. Like we start at the very beginning. We can help outfit you in all of the proper materials that you're going to need in order to do the job. The tool belt, every hand tool that you would need, the safety equipment. We have a full-time safety director. You're going to spend an entire day with them. You're going to know how to set up scaffolding. You're going to know the proper hearing and eye protection to wear. So there's a lot of things that go into working into the trades. But the nice part is your job changes every day. You get to meet customers all the time. You're outside. You're completing projects pretty regularly. And I don't know about you, Denny. This is one of this is what I hate the most out about my job is I'm looking at everything. And so it's really fun for me when I get to be on a project and actually finish something for a day and see the end result and how happy the customers are. You know, that type of feeling everyone doesn't get to have. And that's the fun part. In our industry, over the last 2 years, how much has changed, let alone the last 20 years. You know, I have one product right now that I offer the same that I did 30 years ago, and it's LeafGuard. Everything else has changed. And, you know, if I could make a better LeafGuard, I would. But right now, you know, our roofing has changed, the type of materials that we use. Solar has come, so far along over the last decade, the type of windows that we use, the type of siding we use, the type of paint that we use, the type of caulking that we use, all of that has changed. And new stuff is coming out all the time. And the technology we use today, not anywhere close to what we were using a decade ago. And so it's a lot of fun to be in this industry. And I'm seeing a push of young people come into our industry. And it's a lot of fun for me, Denny. It really is. And so it's a... And it's a great way to make a wage, you know, not just a living wage. You get to earn an actual living. You're not, I don't want my people to be check to check. And when you're a craftsman, Denny, you deserve not to be check to check.
Yeah.
Like to make, in that $25 to $75 an hour before you're, within that first couple of years of training, let alone right out the gates for some cases, depending on the type of work, it really is a doable thing. There's a lot of people wearing tool belts making $100,000 a year in the Twin Cities, not just the ones that work for us. And if you want to learn how to run a crew, I think that Lindus Construction teaches people that as good as anybody.
Absolutely. That's great news. That's so good to hear. There was a listener who said this, and I know we just got a couple of minutes to go, but a listener was glad that you, Andy, were talking about the whole depreciation concept and the roofing insurance. Texter says, this just happened to me. Somehow I had no idea when it came to replacing my roof this spring that my home policy included that new approach to insuring roofs. I do not believe it was explained to me properly, he says. At first, I was naive enough to believe that this must be illegal in a progressive state like Minnesota. I asked myself, who sells roofing coverage that doesn't replace a roof when needed with no expense but the deductible? And you were, for those that tuned in late, give me about 30 seconds of what the big complaint is with your thought anyway.
The vast majority of claims have two numbers, the actual cash value, which is less, and then the depreciated value. And if your roof is over X amount of years old, depending on the carrier, they're only going to give you the actual cash value. And in some cases, that's adding thousands of dollars onto the project. So it's taking a deductible that would have been $2,000 and turning it into $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. And sometimes the deductible is getting changed to being a percentage of value of your home. And again, I'm with this customer. It seems like these people were notified via letter. And if you don't read your mail as well as you should, I know I'm guilty of that at times, then this stuff gets slipped by you. And there was another question, which insurance companies to avoid. I don't know. If you see their advertising everywhere, and I was just telling this to Dennis, these claims. I mean, you can go and pay a professional athlete $50 million to be your spokesperson, but you're gonna make a customer go through 90 days of anger and for $1,000.
Yeah.
And that or they deny right out the gate, you need to do a repair until you can prove otherwise. That just doesn't take a look around. Again, we need to do our due diligence when it comes to contractors and our homeowners insurance because they're not created equal and it has gotten worse. And the independent people, the ones that aren't beholden to corporate America, seem to take care of the customers a little bit better. So I would competition makes the world go round, Denny, and when you have to be good to get business, that makes it all better for us.
Well, if you want good, you call Linda's Construction, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, I know we got to fly out of here, but happy 4th to you, your family, and all of the good folks at Linda's Construction. Let's do this again next Saturday.
Yes. Looking forward to it, Denny. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andy Lindis, Lindis Construction. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. We're going to be in for Susie Jones tomorrow talking about men's health. Hope you join us then. Thank you, Dennis. Yes, indeed, we are anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Again, either by phone or by text. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. It's the final weekend of June, kind of hard to believe. And I was wondering, are you holding the new grandbaby as we're doing the show now?
No, but I have been no stranger to said grandbaby all week. My kid and my daughter-in-law have been very great about the surprise visits from Grandpa at their house, and they come up to the house a lot too. So it's been fun. You know, Denny, I don't know if you remember the father of this grandkid was on the radio with us, and we kind of were watching him in the studio, and we knew he was going to speak into the mic. He was just kind of working up the courage. I think he was 12, 13
yes.
years old when we brought him in, and we're kind of on a break, and all of a sudden he goes, "Hello." He didn't know that he was going over the air, but he did, and it was so. But he's actually one of our internal people at Linus Construction that runs all of our IT, and you know, it was his first day back at work was Thursday, and I know we threw a bunch of stuff at him, so it's fun to have him back.
Is he getting any sleep? He and his bride, any sleep lately?
You know,
baby sleeping well.
Yeah, Lloyd sleeps okay. They did say that he's likes to have a little bit of wake time between like 11 and 1. I have volunteered that my phone's ringer is never off. They can always call. And I did point out to my daughter-in-law, like, everyone's heard about the mother-in-law suite at a house, but have you heard about the father-in-law suite? I'd make a pretty good roomie, I think. But, hey, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Well, enjoy that time for sure. It goes by so quickly. Speaking of quickly, our time goes by pretty quickly too. So if you have a home improvement question, by all means, we'd love to hear from you. Call or text it, 651-461-9226. And I was thinking about all the rain we've had lately, which is kind of frustrating for your crews, I know. Is Lindis, I mean, dumb question, I'm sure, but is Lindis getting a ton of calls about leaf guard gutters these days?
Leaf guard and roof repairs, Denny.
Oh, yes.
I think the amount of repairs and restores that we've been on and contracted for over the last 3 weeks is unlike any period we've had at Lindis. One, you know, we haven't really talked about roofing repairs a lot, and it's not been a big offering for us. We've always done it. You know, if somebody calls us with a leak, we have the ability to show up within 24 hours and do some emergency services and then come up with a plan to make sure that it's a permanent fix. But, you know, it's never anything that we've talked about. And the amount of rain that we've had this year, I mean, the month of June, I'm pretty sure 4 out of every 7 days it was raining. And we've all had more rain than we're used to. I've had trees go down because the ground is so saturated, and trees go on houses because of the wind in the ground saturated, and wet basements, and you name it. We're finding water issues this year. And again, Denny, the thing about water damage is if everyone did an annual inspection of their home, have an expert if you're not comfortable doing it. Because little things like caulking and flashing and just a missing shingle can lead to hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars worth of damage. It can wreck an entire attic space. It can fill an entire attic full of mold. And that could be the air you're breathing. And sometimes these fixes, when they're caught early, you're talking under $100 for a do-it-yourselfer to get the materials to do it. And again, an annual inspection, you shouldn't have leave debris on your roof. You shouldn't have We see trees rubbing against houses all the time. If your gutters are clogged, they need to be cleaned out. Your downspout extensions should go away from the house. All of your caulking, if it looks like it's dried out, it probably is. And then if it's cracked, that's where water can get in. If you have a missing shingle or a loose shingle or valley areas. Danny, we get on houses all the time where people have ice dams and they take the back end of a hammer or a hatchet to the valley area and they put holes in it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And you don't maybe know that the holes are there because you did this in the winter and everything was covered up. So it's, again, don't, if you're not comfortable getting on a roof, don't. But I can tell you, the vast majority of roofing repairs that we've gone on and that we are completing, Danny, put it this way, it's, I think over the last, you know, we're not talking like a little amount. We're talking well over a couple $100,000 of roofing repairs we've completed over the last 60 days. That's unheard of for us. A couple of it is bad maintenance on the roof. Some of it is storm chasers have installed this roofing wrong. And we're, and it's a 50-50 proposition. Chimney areas are the number one leaking area that we're finding, and we have a lot of different ways to deal with that. And we're testing some new sealers from GAF this week, and we'll see how that goes.
You know, I think of the term storm chaser, and I'm thinking, too, that we always get new listeners every week here on CCO. And what would you consider a storm chaser? These are not the people that go videotape tornadoes or film tornadoes. What would you consider a storm chaser? These are not the people that go videotape tornadoes or film tornadoes. What are storm chasers in your mind?
So there's groups of contractors, and They have offices around the country, and a lot of them are based in Minnesota because of the consistency in the hail. Minnesota, Colorado, Texas is where a lot of these storm chasers are based. These are groups of contractors that go around the country where catastrophe happens and help people, you know, pick up the pieces, and it's needed. Like, it's really hard. You don't say like the hailstorm of 2017, Denny. We don't have enough contractors and capacity in an area without bringing in outside help to fix that many homes in an efficient, quick manner. And so they're needed, but every time the majority of the time when I run into people that are having problems with a job that's 1 or 2 years old, it's because they chose one of these contractors that went door to door, knocked on their door, told them that they'll do it for insurance proceeds, yada, 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 and go from there. Now, again, I'm really not looking forward to another hailstorm because a couple of things have happened. If you haven't read your insurance, homeowner's insurance policy lately, it's, you should, because, and talk to your agent, because there's been changes, and it's really hard for me to talk. It's not fun for us to look at a homeowner and be like, yes, your insurance company changed your policy where you're only getting the actual cash value, not the depreciated amount. Meaning, your deductible is $2,500, plus they're going to, because your roof's over 10 years old, they're not going to pay for your depreciated amount. So there's another $4,000. And now your deductible goes from $2,000 to $6,000. Cool. That's and if you're not prepared for that, and a lot of times these riders can get added. Flood insurance, Denny. Again, if you haven't talked to your insurance agent about what you have covered, so, for a lot of us, that flood insurance is not very expensive to have. But when a flood happens, it can save you thousands and thousands of dollars. So
tens of thousands, yeah.
Yes. And I don't know. I'm biased when it comes to insurance agencies and insurance plans just because of the industry I'm in. We've had to deal with so many companies and so many adjusters and you name it. And some of the bigger ones right now, Denny, have an actual policy that says that they're only going to pay for repairs first. It's up to the contractor to prove that the entire roof needs to be repaired. Mm. And Denny, I saw a claim the other day that For State Farm, it was they were trying to get them to replace 399 shingles or 299 shingles. I just don't like that you're touching that amount of the roof to make it last a long time. It's really, really hard, and you need to be a way better roofer in order to repair a roof than you need to be to replace a roof.
I believe
there's a lot more skill involved to piece in shingles and patch and do patch jobs than to replace an entire slope. So I'm hopeful that no hail happens this year. And, you know, if we have to deal with a little bit more rain, I'll take the rain over the hail, because it's going to lead to some really hurt pocketbooks by homeowners, and where people are going to have to deplete their entire savings in order to fix their home. That's it's not going to be a fun thing. And if I had one piece of advice, talk to your insurance agents and independent insurance brokers that can talk to multiple insurance companies on your behalf and give you the best options, seem to be the people that have the best luck post-catastrophe.
I'll tell you what. Your joy in your call. We come back here. Hey, good morning again. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus, of course, answering all of those home improvement questions this morning. 651-461-9226. Andy promised Joe in Robbinsdale he'd be next with his question. Joe, thanks for waiting. What is your question?
Hi, I've got a leak in my roof. I noticed it dripping through the attic and had a roofer come out twice. He did some caulking or tarring or whatever it is it did, and the drip has improved but it's not fixed, and he suggested that it might be from the furnace cap and that I would need to get an HVAC guy because they're roofers and I need an HVAC guy. And so I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that, and is that something the average person would be able to do on their own?
Not sure about the average person. We do have specialized pipe boots that go in those areas, and we install them all the time. Now, if you're changing the venting of the said furnace, yeah, the HVAC person should be able to be involved. But any roofer should be able to tell you exactly what's going on in the roof. And if they haven't, then I would get another roofer to come out. I can tell you this. If Lindus Construction did the repair, we have a lifetime warranty that our repair is going to do what it said it was going to do. So if we say we're going to fix your roof and fix the leak, you're never going to pay for us again to come out and fix that leak. Now, we can't guarantee the rest of the roof, but if I'm telling you this is we're going to fix what's causing coming into your attic, darn sure we're going to fix that part. And this is why it's hard to be a repair person and to do those types of things anywhere on the house. And I can tell you this. Remodelers are more skilled than new construction people almost always because of the amount of different projects that they run into. Every day is different. Every project's different. Every house moves differently. And you don't know who built it, where a lot of times new con, you get into kind of a groove. You're doing the same thing. Not necessarily the same style, the same build, but it's new. And I'm telling you, replace versus repair is easier, and I would get another roofer out there. We have a lot of great roofers in the Twin Cities. I'm not saying you have to use us. I mean, my people are about as good as it gets, but we're not the only good craftsmen in the Twin Cities. And do some research and have another guy out or girl. Plenty of both females and males on the roofs nowadays, Denny. Way more than when I first got into the industry. It's been fun to see, and young people again. We've been talking about it for a while, Denny, that we've seen over the last 5 years more and more young people. Now you're seeing more and more news stories about it, and it's been fun. And I'm telling you, if you're a young person, a high school student, or somebody in college or contemplating college, look into the trades. If you have an entrepreneurial spirit at all, too, look into the trades. The amount of companies that have spawned off of Lindus Construction over the years is closer to 50 than one. And I'm okay with that. You know, that's part of the deal. But if you really want to learn a trade, we have a 5-tier system from the very beginning all the way to running your own crew. And there's other advancement opportunities from there. Most of my estimators, Denny, they came from that side of the world. So like, that's why, you know, when we come out and look at repairs, we know what we're talking about.
I'm thinking back about, I know we have to break for weather here in a moment. Maybe we can continue on after. But there was a text last week that we never got to, and it was about a reference, roofers and all the rain we've had. And the question basically, as I recall, was if, and you've kind of addressed it in the past, but if, maybe it doesn't have to be roofers, but in this case it was, if all these good roofers are busy, and somebody knocks on my door and they can do my roof next week, is that a red flag necessarily, was the question. What do you think of that?
Anytime someone can do the work tomorrow or next week or a lot faster than anyone else, it's a red flag.
Okay.
It's unless they're like we have emergency services where we're going to push back another job to in order to fix somebody's leak. And we work our way through that. But those are temporary 1 hour jobs. We're going to go to and fix our normal job that day, but we're going to stop at your house and tarp it. And so outside of emergency services, there shouldn't be anything that happens quicker than normal. That's a red flag. Not saying that it can't. Maybe there's a job they need to fill in or some extra materials. There's always circumstances to the rule, but the best of the best of us, Denny, we're not looking for work, and typical lead time for us is 6 weeks. Anything earlier than that, that means bad things are happening.
Okay. Interesting. I'm glad we finally got to that text. So I tell you what, let's do, and I don't want to keep people hanging on. Before we even do the weather, Dennis, let's go to Mike. Mike's calling in from Woodbury this morning. Mike, what is your question for Andy, Mike?
Yeah, good morning. Talking about bad contractors, I have a question. So I contracted with somebody to do siding work, brick work, soffit gutter, fascia, and they haven't finished the gutters. And it's been 2 months in multiple contacts to them on when you're going to come out and finish that, to the point where with all this rain, I need gutters. My question is, how long does the contractor have to submit a final request for payment until I can basically just say, you know, I'm not paying you. It's been a year since you submitted a bill or something like that. Is there a law in place or statute of limitations that they have to where even if they submit a final bill, the time's expired to where I'm contractually required to pay them?
Yeah, and there's depending on the amount of work that was completed, and with the contract that you signed. It's tough to give legal advice without knowing all of the details. I'm telling you, the Department of Labor of the state of Minnesota is a great resource. If you're having issues with a contractor, don't be afraid to go there. And reviews, and we do have triage gutter guys too. So if we can help you, we do. We finished a project, Denny. And I feel terrible. So they had about $40,000 out with the other contractor.
No.
For siding, roofing, gutters, similar to this, in the Burnsville area. And us did finish the project was about what their original contract was. That's how much they had screwed up. And they did a similar situation. They just, a year had gone by. Nothing had been happening. And he finally said, I'm not paying them the rest of the money. I'm hiring somebody else out, and the contractor walk away. And so, like, the contractor had to have lost a lot of money on that job. There's no way, and for what the down payment was and the work that they completed poorly, was even though we had to redo it a lot, there's still a lot of materials and labor that went into it. So we see this stuff all the time, and the problem is Denny, I think the last statistics I saw was it's over 75% of all contractors started fail or go out of business within the first 5 years.
That's huge.
That's huge. And I can tell you this, the names that I see at meetings and, you know, at roundtables or at contractor meetings or events or, you know, around the country are new. And that's okay. And not to say that none of them are good. I would just... Track records mean something, and the research done on the front end of a project a lot of times can save. I'm not saying that no research was done. They might have a lot of good reviews, and not just because you read the reviews online. Here's a hint. There's a lot of services out there that falsely inflate 5-star reviews. And Google and all the search engines are cracking down on that, and rightfully so. I mean, that kind of stuff bugs me. I don't know, Danny, I don't look at that stuff as a way to get business. I look at reviews and customer feedback as ways to improve.
Yeah.
And that's the way we've always done it. So it's kind of a detriment to us if I falsely inflate it. I don't want to, you know, think I'm doing good if I'm not. We need to know. The only way to get better is to actually understand what's going on out there. And just reading about a company online is not enough research. You need to talk to a couple of customers. I truly think that we need to take the time. I mean, we're going to spend $100,000, $150,000 on a complete remodel sometimes. I mean, Danny, I spend that kind of money. I'm going to talk to more than one person about the project. That's for sure.
Due diligence, as you've said before. All right. Hang on, Andy. We're going to have a look at that forecast, see what this weekend, the rest of the week, and the holiday coming up with the weather forecast here on News Talk A3OWCCO. Stay with us. And we are back talking home improvement, welcoming any kind of a home improvement question you may have, either by phone or by text. And we have both, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction answering those particular questions today. Let's grab a phone call, Andy. I think Rebecca calling in from Plymouth today. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for waiting. And what's your question?
My question is that I have a creeping mildew above the wall and ceiling above my shower, and I'm wondering how to get in contact with someone with tele-emergency services, as your limitless representative mentioned.
So she's having a leak? Is that what I'm on the mildew on the interior wall?
Not leak. I'm having creeping mildew above on the wall and apparently above the ceiling, above the shower.
So, yeah, that would be more of an interior remodeling question or a handyman question. Our emergency services are for repairing leaks in roofs that we have available. Now, we do interior work, and we can come out and take a look at that, but our emergency services are specifically for roofing, where if you have a roof leak, you don't want to wait 3 weeks to get it fixed, because that can cause a lot more damage. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of damage. That's why we are offering that to be able to come out ASAP and ice and water shield and tarp your roof.
But generally speaking, not necessarily this case, but generally speaking, if you're seeing mildew, or what she called creeping mildew, ceiling on walls, water's getting in there for some. You can't just treat the mildew, right? You got to find the source, right?
Yeah, unless it's surface mildew, like on tile, where a cleaner can get after it. But if this is mold and mildew that's in the materials, sometimes that's again, get at the source. I just wonder if what people don't need to understand is if you don't run your bath fan, and the humidity levels over time in your bathroom can cause things like this. So every time you use your shower or run hot water, especially in the wintertime, that bath fan needs to be running. And we do that as well. We add bath fans to people's homes all the time, just like the one we added one to your house, Denny.
Yeah.
A Panasonic Whisper. You got to put it on a timer switch because you will not hear it run.
Unlike an old one that I've had that sounds like a 747, that quiet one that you guys put in, does that pull? It seems to pull the moisture even better than the louder one.
Yeah, and you know, there's different size fans depending on the size of the bathroom or the area that you're trying to vent. So you pick the right fan to the space.
Yeah,
that moisture. I'm not talking you have to run it a long time, Denny. 5-10 minutes tops. That's why you put it on the timer switch. Hit that 10-minute button. That's enough.
I won't have to say I have to turn it off from once in a while from someone here who forgets, because it's so quiet.
Yeah. I was in the same boat, and then My amateur electrician of a father helped me install a timer switch.
Great idea.
You know, he's a handy fella.
Yes, he is. I'm gonna call him tomorrow. So, all right. How do you know, Texter says, when you need to replace your air conditioner or just get it recharged? Well, I would call an HVAC guy, person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And chances are, if your AC unit is, you know, in that pushing three decades instead of one decade old, it's time to replace it. I have one, Denny, that's 28 years old. Now, we don't run our air conditioning all year long a lot of us. You know, I have a really shady yard, and we enjoy having the windows open. And so we get a really good breeze, and I don't use it a lot of the time. But it's 28 years old, and I want to see how long it lasts. And I know it's not efficient, and I'm sure I can cool my home in a much easier way when I use it. But I want to see how long this thing is. If I can, I might be able to push 50 years out of this bad boy.
Oh, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. We had one that was over 30-some years. In fact, the HVAC guy said that they came and they had a competition. They would take photographs of the oldest compressors they would find when they were making their rounds. And I think ours was in the middle of there somewhere. But, yeah, do that. It's always kind of fun, too, you know. It's kind of a guy thing.
Yeah.
Let's see how long this can last.
You know, today's day and age, I don't know about you, but appliances and stuff like that just seems to, nothing
They're
seems
throwaways.
To last. So I want to see if, and again, I hate that term, we don't build things like we used to. We are 100% capable of building them better than we used to. That's a choice. And when you hire Lindis, we're going to do it better than we did 20 years ago. I can tell you that much.
I agree. Grab another text, Andy. Texter says, I'm in an HOA. Their irrigation system hits part of my house and cement patio. There's a lot of rust in the water, which is staining both. What should I use to remove the rust stains? Have you ever used the CLR?
I have, and I'm not sure how well it works on cement. I haven't used it on cement. You know, like I got this rust off product for removing a dark brown stain on a boat, and had some left over, and I sprayed it on my concrete, and that did a pretty good job. And I've had muriatic acid I've used in those scenarios and done a good job. But again, the sealer afterwards is going to make this way easier, and you can get some sealer with a little bit of tone too. And I'm telling you, the ones I know that have done that to their concrete, your neighbors ask, what'd you put on your walkway or what'd you put on your driveway when you do that? So it's worth it. But have you had good luck with CLR on concrete, Denny?
Not much, to tell you the truth. I've had good luck in other places inside the house. But I am not much, to tell you the truth. I've had good luck in other places inside the house. But not really with my concrete driveway. Other products seem to work, you know, especially if you go to a place like Semstone.
Yeah, go to Semstone, they're going to, you'll walk out of that store with the cleaner, the sealer, and everything you need.
Yep, absolutely. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about a question I'm looking at about, does Lindis offer opportunities for recent high school grads that want to join the trades? We've kind of addressed that in past shows, but let's do that again when we come back. Here on Newstalk 830, this is WCCO. And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Lindis Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You need some help from Lindis, call them. 844-9-LINDIS, the easiest number to remember. 844-9-LINDIS. You can call them this coming week. Andy, before the break, and I'll just read this text again and then we can follow up. Andy, does Lindis offer opportunities for recent high school grads that want to join the trades? And the answer is?
Absolutely. We will gladly bring you on. This is one of the nice parts about, you know, being a company that's always had our own workers. meaning that we're not out of a garage, subbing everything out. And, you know, all these law changes that are happening with 1099 versus W-2 employees versus employers, and, you know, we've been doing it this way forever. We don't have a single subcontractor that only works for us, and I'll have almost 160-some-odd full-time employees, and we're always adding. In fact, right now, Denny, our biggest push is what do we need to do in the first 0 to 90 days better? And around the country, I've been going to seminars and seeing how other people are doing this, and just to find a way to improve. What do we need to do to train our people better and to give our people more opportunities? And we've come up with a 5-tier system. So where tier one, we're going to show you what the tools do, and like even how to read a measuring tape. Like we start at the very beginning, and we can help outfit you in all of the proper materials that you're going to need in order to do the job. The tool belt, every hand tool that you would need, the safety equipment. We have a full-time safety director. You're going to spend an entire day with them. You're going to know how to set up scaffolding. You're going to know the proper hearing and eye protection to wear. So there's a lot of things that go into working into the trades. But the nice part is your job changes every day. You get to meet customers all the time. You're outside. You're completing projects pretty regularly. And I don't know about you, Denny. This is one of this is what I hate the most out of my job is I'm, you know, looking at everything. And so it's really fun for me when I get to be on a project and actually finish something for a day and see the end result and how happy the customers are. You know, that type of feeling everyone doesn't get to have. And that's the fun part. In our industry, over the last 2 years, how much has changed, let alone the last 20 years. You know, I have one product right now that I offer the same that I did 30 years ago, and it's Leaf Guard. Everything else has changed. And, you know, if I could make a better Leaf Guard, I would. But right now, you know, our roofing has changed, the type of materials that we use. Solar has come, you know, so far along over the last decade. The type of windows that we use, the type of siding we use, the type of paint that we use, the type of caulking that we use, all of that has changed. And new stuff is coming out all the time. And the technology we use today, not anywhere close to what we were using a decade ago. And so it's a lot of fun to be in this industry, and I'm seeing a push of young people come into our industry, and it's a lot of fun for me, Denny. It really is. And so it's a great way to make a wage, you know, not just a living wage. You get to earn an actual living. You're not, you know, I don't want my people to be check to check. And when you're a craftsman, Denny, you deserve not to be check to check.
Yeah.
Like to make, you know, in that $25 to $75 an hour before you're, you know, after, you know, within that first couple of years of training, let alone right out the gates for some cases, depending on the type of work, it really is a doable thing. Like there's a lot of people wearing tool belts making $100,000 a year in the Twin Cities, not just the ones that work for us. And if you want to learn how to run a crew, I think that Linux Construction teaches people that as good as anybody.
Absolutely. That's great news. It's so good to hear. There was a listener who said this, and I know we just got a couple of minutes to go, but a listener was glad that you, Andy, were talking about the whole depreciation concept and the roofing insurance. Texter says, this just happened to me. Somehow I had no idea when it came to replacing my roof this spring that my home policy included that new approach to insuring roofs. I do not believe it was explained to me properly, he says. At first, I was naive enough to believe that this must be illegal in a progressive state like Minnesota. I asked myself, who sells roofing coverage that doesn't replace a roof when needed with no expense but the deductible? And you were, for those that tuned in late, give me about 30 seconds of what the big complaint is with your thought anyway.
The vast majority of claims have two numbers, the actual cash value, which is less, and then the depreciated value. And if your roof is over X amount of years old, depending on the carrier, they're only going to give you the actual cash value. And in some cases, that's adding thousands of dollars onto the project. So it's taking a deductible that would have been $2,000 and turning it into $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. And sometimes the deductible is getting changed to be a percentage of value of your home. And again, I'm with this customer. It seems like these people were notified via letter. And if you don't read your mail as well as you should, I know I'm guilty of that at times, then this stuff gets slipped by you. And There was another question, which insurance companies to avoid. I don't know. If you see their advertising everywhere, and I was just telling this to Dennis, these claims. I mean, you can go and pay a professional athlete $50 million to be your spokesperson, but you're gonna make a customer go through 90 days of anger and for $1,000.
Yeah.
And they deny right out the gate. You need to do a repair until you can prove otherwise. That just doesn't. Take a look around. Again, we need to do our due diligence when it comes to contractors and our homeowners insurance, because they're not created equal, and it has gotten worse. And the independent people, the ones that aren't beholden to corporate America, seem to take care of the customers a little bit better. So I would competition makes the world go round, Denny, and when you have to be good to get business, that makes it all better for us.
Well, if you want good, you call Lindis Construction, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, I know we got to fly out of here, but let's happy 4th to you, your family, and all of the good folks at Lindis Construction. Let's do this again next Saturday.
Yes. Looking forward to it, Denny. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andy Lindis, Lindis Construction. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. We're going to be in for Susie Jones tomorrow talking about men's health. Hope you join us then. Thank you, Dennis.